I'm speaking with Lee and Dan Ross, Hovland Sculptors, who have just returned from the Twin Cities after supervising a major installation at Children's Hospital. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Tell us about the project. What is it and where exactly is it?
The project is the Art and Healing. It's the Art and Healing Project. It was it's at the Minneapolis Children's Hospital on 26th in Chicago. There's a park, a little park that was created. It's about close to an acre park, a small an aspen forest that was created to help the children who are in the clinic and in the hospital who are coming for visits and to help out the children and the family.
What did you actually do for this project?
It's five different animal sculptures that are all done out of Minnesota granite. We picked the Minnesota granite for their beauty, and also we thought it was great to keep the whole project in Minnesota. The forms are smooth and rounded like large beach stones, and we did five different animals. We did a snowshoe hare, an owl, a lynx, an otter, and a bear sculpture.
I've got some pictures of the figures being loaded and installed. Tell me, Dan, did this take heavy equipment to do that? These must weigh a lot. They're pretty good sized.
Yeah, we had several things. There was a large crane that was brought in to move the bear sculpture, because the bear sculpture weighed about 2,500 pounds. And then we used a bobcat. We had three different cranes in there, because what they had to do is move things from the street to the setting. So the large crane was used for that, and then another crane was used for the closer installations, and then the bobcat was brought in on the sidewalk itself for some of the other. So yeah, we had quite an arrangement.
Well, you must have had to have footings and things prepared for these.
Yeah, the footings were poured quite a while ago. Knutson Construction was brought in for that, and they poured the footings. And then we went down the day before and drilled the holes for the pins. Everything is pinned with stainless steel pins.
So these are set up so that the children can actually access them and climb around.
Oh, yeah. That was in fact, that determined some of the designs, too. We knew kids were going to be crawling on these things and playing around with them. So we had to keep the designs relatively simple, nothing real sharp or pointed. And we figured over time, too, the patina will probably change on them as they get rubbed. And like the black bear might become a little darker over time. Same with the otters, too. They'll probably darken a little bit over time.
Now, Lee, did the Children's Hospital approach you, or was this something, a grant that you wrote to them?
They had a call for artists, for Minnesota artists. And it wasn't really a grant. It was there was a call for artists, and we submitted our application, which had our resume and our ideas. And at the time, we thought we were only applying for one sculpture, but I put five ideas into it, and it wound up that we wound up getting all five. So yeah, it was a very interesting process. There was a lot of back and forth with paperwork and with dealing with the company that was hired to facilitate all the artwork that was going to go into Children's Hospital.
Now, how long a process was this? I mean, the actual creating of the sculptures.
Well, this was a year-long. The whole thing was a year-long project. The actual sculpting of the pieces took over 6 months, but there was a lot of sketching, a lot of model making, a lot of going back and forth with having things approved. Also, I wrote a poem to go with the whole garden, which all ties the whole thing together.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that, because when we spoke earlier, you said that was a poem that would be translated into other languages.
Yeah, I was hoping that. I don't know for sure if that will happen. They're still working out how they're going to present the poem in the garden.
Okay, the poem is titled, Who Will Listen? Who Will Listen? I said the snowshoe hare with my big ears, I will listen. Who will watch over me at night? I said the owl with my wide eyes. Who wants to play? I said the otter all day. Who will comfort me? I said the bear, for I will always be there. Who will remain wild? I said the lynx, because I am.
I do hope they do translate that.
Oh, great. Yeah, they want to do it on a stone.
Well, I noticed from photographs that you actually loaded those works up here in the snow. And then the next thing I saw, you laying on your back on the ground. So there must have been some time.
That picture was taken back in February.
Yeah. So what's the next project?
You know, we're going to take some time off.
Okay.
Yeah.
We've been speaking with Lee and Dan Ross, two sculptors from Hovland, and they just returned from Minneapolis after a major installation at Children's Hospital. Thanks for talking with us, and good luck.
All right. Thanks, Jay.